Well, the good news for Joshy is that did not come to fruition. Unfortunately, for neither side.
That's another thing to add to my list.
You've got a long list. You okay, man? Like, I am. We had fun. We had fun yesterday. We had fun.
I got two things on my list. Two.
Okay, what's this list?
I don't remember what one of them is, but I do know that one is I'm not listening to one thing these pundits say about the Bears.
Yep.
What was the other one?
You're not listening. So, Chewy, these were Chewy's NFL resolutions.
Yes, that's what they were, resolutions. What was the other one? Fans, help me out. It's your own.
I mean, I know what it is.
Re-chew on a Wednesday. You know what it is?
Yeah, I know what it is.
What is it?
It has something to do with the Green Bay Packers. And the defense.
Oh, the D-line. Yeah, that's another one. And now another one is I'm not listening to any of these preseason predictions that these clowns make.
We had fun yesterday talking about how you haven't been able to lift weights. I had multiple people like talk to me yesterday after the show asking if you were okay because you haven't been able to work out in so long and you want to write your own prescriptions and all these things. Man, you're on one today already. Like you're an angry elf.
A lot of people pissed me off. I healed myself with my elbow. That's fixed.
Wait, in the last 22 hours, you have managed to fix your own elbow?
Yeah, because I texted someone with a pack and I said, hey, when I had bicep tendonitis bad back in the day, what did you do? I forgot. He's like, direct pressure. You got to put direct pressure on the ligaments to break it up, and then your body will move it up your arm and get rid of it. You know what works? That.
So what, you just get like that. You just get an elbow sleeve?
No, you take your hand in direct pressure of where it hurts on the tendons, and you just hold it down there. It hurts like an MF, and you just move it up, and eventually the clog, the tendonitis breaks up, and your body absorbs it and it moves on. Half of my pain is gone today.
Wait, so how long?
Why do I go to a doctor? Why do I even bother with doctors?
It seems like you texted a doctor and got this advice yesterday.
No. It's like, well, let's get an x-ray. Well, why get an x-ray? That way I can charge you $700.
Well, yeah. But they also, I mean, he also, whoever you texted yesterday told you what to do in order to alleviate the pain.
Yeah, and I cut to the chase because I've had this tendonitis before, and he's like, direct pressure. And that goes to brain injury, you know? No one wants to say you have a brain injury when you struggle like this. You see what I'm saying? So I clearly forgot, and I'm like, oh, direct pressure.
You get, I forget stuff all the time.
So I plan to be in the weight room by Monday.
Are you going to do
now,
anything?
Now, if I listened to other people, it would have probably been another month.
So are you going to get like, so the direct pressure obviously helps. Are you going to get like an elbow sleeve, like a compression sleeve to put on
there?
Doesn't work.
I mean, it makes it feel good and all that. At the end of the day.
Sounds like it works.
At the end of the day, what they told me to do worked. Okay, I already did it this morning. I'll do it again. And I plan to be in the weight room by Monday.
I think you should.
Thank you.
I think you should keep the elbow sleeve on. I think the compression is going to be good for the elbow. Because it's going to be good for the elbow and help prevent the injury in the future.
Isn't it also direct pressure?
No, that's just warm and fuzzies. That's, you know, we used to have a name for those guys back in the day.
Potatoes?
No, gear queet.
Gear. See? You know, see?
People,
this is...
People that wear the gear that look real good. We had, like, when I coached junior football with my kids way back in the day, you know who the kids that stunk that probably should have took a band? The kids that had the elbow sleeves and, you know, the towel hanging from their shorts and the cleats that match their shorts, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had a name for those. And they always
we got it.
we were picking up what you were putting down there, pal.
Okay.
By the way.
So I'm just going, meat and potatoes. That's all you got to go to. Meat and potatoes. Go with what works. This works. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, but we're not sure if this is going to work because you thought you had things that had worked before, went to the gym, and then had to leave the gym and not go back. Like, you've been in and out of the gym, right?
I was getting the wrong information. Wrong information.
From?
Had a buddy text me, hey, get this thing, you put it on your forearm and make it feel good. Crap!
Oh, is that like one of those?
Hey, get an elbow sleeve, this,
like one
that,
of the bands?
Oh, it'll get the...
Like
yeah.
One of the bands for tennis elbows?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Can I send that back after wearing it like 6 times?
No. Nope.
How much does that even cost you?
I'm done listening to the wrong people. That's it in a nutshell.
Well, it's
like,
seems...
Gabe, if it's golf-related, I'm coming to you.
All right. Hey.
Josh.
Right. I'm his golf guy.
Josh, if I'm going in the woods and chopping some trees, I'm talking to you. Okay? I am done.
If he needs lumberjack advice, he's texting Josh.
My cup runneth over.
Why didn't you go to the doctors and the experts like right away? Because it seems like...
Because they're supposed to know. They're supposed to know.
No, I'm saying, isn't the person you talk to a doctor or at least an athletic trainer?
It's an athletic trainer.
Well, that seems
and
like
I
the first person.
And I know
a doctor adjacent.
Right.
Well, they're what I am, you know? That's like
clearly not. They knew.
I forgot, which is fine. It tracks. It tracks.
Wait.
Right?
So who did you talk? Who have you talked to? So this has been for those just joining us. You have not been able to consistently lift weights for 6 weeks. Is that where we're on?
It'll,
6 weeks.
It'll be 6 weeks Monday.
Okay. So right now we're at 5.5. So you haven't been able to consistently lift weights for 5.5 weeks. Like, who have you talked to prior to texting your buddy who is an athletic trainer?
My doctor, a buddy who used to work for Pfizer for years. You know what he told me? This was his advice. You want to hear his advice?
He had some pills for you.
No. Ian, I love pills. Well, my doctor sent me placebos. That's what I call them, placebos.
Yeah. They did sugar nothing. Pills?
Like you know what my buddy's evaluation on my elbow was?
What's that?
You're old. Oh, thanks a lot.
What? Yeah,
one
guy...
call, Gabe. Gabe. One call, 50% of the pain gone.
Well, I mean, also...
Hold on. 11 o'clock. What time is it now?
It's 8:09 by
conversion.
You. 7:09 here. 8:09
by 21
you.
Hours ago. 21 hours ago... The information I got rid of half the pain.
But, I mean, you have to take some of the responsibility here. Sure, the doctor
no,
lets
I'm
you down.
Not taking...
The doctor
no,
lets
no,
you
no,
down.
No,
I'll
no,
give
no,
you that.
No.
But why are you texting a guy who works for Pfizer? Like, he's just a sales dude at Pfizer. Like, what does he know? He knows about pills. He has nothing about what? Anatomy and elbows.
You
I'm sure
what,
he's hooked you up
pills?
With other things.
Hold on. You know what pills he told me to get?
Well, you can make a guess.
The ones he used to peddle. Garbage!
Don't you use those? Isn't it the one thing your wife tracks in the house?
No. These
different
are anti-inflammatories.
Oh.
Yeah. These are anti-inflammatories. Terrible. I mean, I'm done listening to the wrong people. Like Ashton, worthless. What do you do? What do you do? I mean, what the hell do you do?
For those who don't know, Ashton Rotman, executive producer of ESPN Milwaukee.
What a quick transition.
Been asking for a list for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Still haven't got it. I'm done going to the wrong people. I'm going right to the top, wherever the top is.
Who's the top in this scenario with Ashton?
Isn't Ashton the top?
No.
In terms of,
I'm just, you know what? I'll flub it up, make a mess of it, and he'll have no right to say anything. Would you agree with that?
I mean, it depends upon what you flub up.
The job I'm supposed to do.
I mean, if
oh
you...
Boy. He's texting. Let's see what he says. Let's see what the big lerp says.
Lord, lost control. We've lost contain.
Uh-huh. You're going to get your stupid list. They are your stories.
Brain injury.
That's not going to. Yep, that's not going to help anybody.
Brain injury.
Chef Ed says, "Wow, Chewy has doctor arrogance." So I'm going to have to add that to the list of things that we have arrogances about on this show. That is an incredibly long list, by the way, that I've just added to.
Oh yeah, I think that's already on there.
So medical arrogance is on there. I don't
medical
know.
Medical arrogance?
Yeah, I guess medical arrogance kind of fits under, you know, okay. Doctor fits under that, I guess. So I guess we already had it on there.
Trying to think what you could call me about.
Oh, call you?
Call me about.
Oh, you're.
About borscht. You could call me about tractors. You could call me about.
Wine.
You could call me definitely about cutting grass.
Yeah, no.
Cutting grass, Gabe?
First and foremost. Yes, I have talked to you. The most things I have talked to you about are probably wine, because I've always gotten good suggestions for you. Like, if I want to gift somebody a nice bottle of wine, you're always the go-to. You've got good answers for that. I have talked to you about my lawn.
But, Gabe, hold on, Gabe. With the wine, I don't have the arrogance, because I can give you the basics, but I have a buddy who's a sommelier, and then I can go to them.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying you have an arrogance. Right? I'm just saying, like, in terms of, like, if I'm your golf guy, you're my wine guy,
yes.
You're my lawn guy. And then, you know, throughout the course of every season, you're my football guy.
In my lawn, I know lawn, but I give full credit to Jake the Snake at the Legends, because he's the one who taught me how to do a great lawn.
Seems
I don't think
like
people
a good guy.
Do that.
Oh, I know
I don't
Jake,
think
yeah.
people do that, Joshy.
Oh,
you know?
Oh.
I'm a researcher. I research.
Excuse me?
I research.
No, you're a guy. You've got a guy for everything who helps
yes,
you then get...
thank you.
I mean, that's very common. You got to have a guy for something. You got to have a plumbing guy, an electrical guy.
Yeah.
Got to have a guy.
Yeah. You summed it up perfectly.
I don't know
I'm a guy.
If you were to power rank which guy is the most valuable to have, because you need a car guy, that's a guy that's important. Anything around, like electrical guy and plumbing guys are also very important to have because those are so specialized. I don't want to be, as you've said before, famously, you don't mess with electricity. When it comes to that stuff, I'm immediately hands off. Nope. Gonna ask somebody who knows. I'm not going to be the one to screw this up.
Yeah. I don't think people do that, though. I really don't think they do.
I think a lot of people do.
I think some people are. Like a check with me. Like Angry down here does everything for me, right?
Well, I don't know if you have the
sprinkler's
right to call anybody
broken.
Angry right now.
He... Angry will come over fixed, you know, and I'm like the sous chef of everything. That's what I call me. I'm the sous chef.
You
I
just
don't need to be the chef.
You're just helping everybody out get into where they need to go.
So.
A couple of texts here that I want to get to on the Carbless Talks and Talking Text line. This is more. Chris says, "You mean Chewy couldn't reach out to Brad or Jerry Rice and get one of those copper fit arm sleeves?
Do those work?"
I feel like this is the perfect time to find out.
Probably not.
I will tell you this, and thank God for my guy, and I've told you this a million times, when I had Achilles problems to the point where I'm like, I don't think I can play, he said, try these magnets. Took away 50% of the pain. Took half the pain away. You know?
So... I don't know how to interpret this, so I'll leave this one to you. Dustin texted in, "You know, I actually thought Chewy was smart, and it was all just a shtick, but now I actually think I was wrong. Is he really just this dumb?"
Wow.
Yeah, but I have smart people. That's the thing, is you have... Would you rather be smart on an island or dumb on a continent? And what I mean by that my smarts aren't enough to go through life. Right? So dumb. I surround myself with really smart people, except a handful.
Well, because you got to be entertained. Those other people are around for Blammer. Entertainment purposes only, right?
No. Like the Blammer.
Yeah.
Phony, right? Phony. Every piece of equipment in the world doesn't know how to operate it, right? Planting corn.
But I mean,
he's opposite. Whatever he does, do the opposite.
But he had to have been smart at something. Like, he was a former pharmacist, so there's some intelligence that goes into that.
What, counting? Yeah, that's hard. One.
All right.
Two.
Does that fall under? Does pharmacy arrogance fall under medical arrogance, or is that its own separate arrogance?
There is because... a little bit. There's a little bit.
I don't feel like there's just anybody bit. Can be a pharmacist.
Yeah. You got to go to school, specialized school for that. Next thing you know, you should be saying they should have their own schools.
Yeah, but he calls himself a doctor. I'm like, doctor of what? Huh?
Doctor of corn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're off the rails here. We'll try to right the ship because Matt LaFleur did speak yesterday. We have Adam Schefter coming up on the show as well today. We'll get to all that coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit?
Gotten? A little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint, it used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet. But I'm way less sad.
There were a lot of things that came out of Matt LaFleur's press conference yesterday. But I think the one that caught my attention the most, and maybe it's your influence, big guy, because you talk about all the time about, you know, you maybe, I mean, honestly, you wouldn't be in the chair you're in if you would have lasted 2 or 3 years in Green Bay and flamed out. Like, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Andy Reid. Like, you wouldn't have been as good of a player without Andy. It went, because Andy was your position coach when you got to Green Bay and he taught you so much. So when I hear Matt LaFleur say, you know, he's going to talk to the assistant coaches, the only thing he knows for sure is that Tom Clements is retiring. But Tom has told him that. So Tom is going to be stepping away after he returned to work with Aaron Rodgers once again. And then, of course, has been, you know, the quarterback coach the last 2 years for Jordan Love. And now Tom is going to retire. This is a big deal, right?
Does that tell you anything? Tell you anything from the standpoint of who's the OC in Detroit?
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson turned down head coaching jobs last year because he knew they were so close, and they knew they were going to be really good this year to winning it. Does that resonate with Tom Clemens at all?
I don't think so, just because Tom was already retired. Like, he was retired when he came back to the Packers.
Yeah, he's 71 years old.
My guess is that he had probably made a decision going in, like, okay, this is probably going to be it for me.
You think so? But what if they were uber, uber close? Uber, uber.
Like, if they made it to the NFC Championship game this year, maybe that changes it. But also, especially the life of a positional coach, that's a grind, man. And you're not making the money that Rich Bisacci is making. Like, you're still making good money. Don't get me wrong.
He's making good. Yeah, he's making good cheese.
He's making good money, but he's not making $2 million.
But you don't think, even as a player, you're like, oh, my God, we're this close. We can do it. I've never got – did he get a ring? I don't think – yeah, he must have got a ring.
Yeah, he got one in 10. Yeah, okay. Because he was with Brett, and then he was with Aaron, and then
I
he retired.
When
and
you
came
are,
back.
When you're uber, uber close – and you know you're good, and something happens and derails you, and you lose a season before, don't you ponder it a little bit?
Well, so the fact that it happened yesterday made me think that he made the decision going in, this is probably going to be my last year. Like, he knew going in. Because it's such – I mean, you have to have – in order to be that, in order to do the best you can, like, the dedication level you have to be – to be a positional coach
grind.
In the NFL.
It's total grind.
Like
total grind.
Like your son right now, Chu, is going through that grind at the college level where he is a positional coach and he's grinding through. If he's 71 years at 71 years old, is he still gonna want to be grinding that hard as a positional coach? I mean
I could tell you this, Gabe, losing sucks and it makes decisions a lot easier.
Yeah.
Because it's terrible. Yeah. You know?
Doesn't he just want to be in Florida, not living through Green Bay?
You know
winters?
What? I was about to say, you know what else really helps when you're 71? I don't need this when it's 6 degrees outside. Uh-huh.
All right, well, let me ask you this, though. Let's say they made it to the NFC Championship and lost in the last second by a field goal. You think he's making that decision the next day?
Again, I think this is the decision that he made before yesterday. This was a decision that he had probably told Matt LaFleur a while ago. Like, hey, at the end, I'm done. This is it for me. This is my last go-around. This is all I got left.
Yeah, and you might be 100% right. I'm just saying.
It's hard. you're not making a bad point, but it's hard to speculate. Like, we don't know the health of family members, people around him. Like, there's definitely factors. And at 71, you kind of go, would I rather be sitting next to Chewy near the shore?
Sipping Mai Tais.
Right. Or in Green
Having
Bay.
Having a damp January.
Or in Green Bay, sweating it out, trying to help Jordan Love and Sean Clifford and Malik Willis get better.
Grind over footwork tape.
Right.
When I could just be enjoying a glass of Chardonnay in a warm location. Yeah, I think that decision's kind of... So, but the larger thing is here, Chu, I think whoever they end up hiring is going to be important. Because one of the other things that LaFleur has talked about yesterday was, you know, some of the consistency within Jordan Love, making sure you're doing the right things with your footwork, making sure that's good. So that falls down on the positional coach. Whoever is that next hire at that quarterback coach position is going to be really important. I think there's a reason why, Chu, you typically see the, in terms of being an upper echelon offensive coach in the NFL, the progress is usually quarterback coach, and then from QB coach, you go to OC, and then OC to head coach. Like, that next hire as the quarterback coach, this is going to be really important for the Packers.
Very important, because Jordan still has a lot of development to do.
Correct.
Right? So when I lost Andy Reid, I think it was going into my sixth year, right? So I pretty much knew what I was doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need really any more development. And Mike Sherman, who came in next, was coming right from the college game. And he didn't know anything about, well, not anything, but he didn't really know how the pro game worked. And what I needed from him, and he was great, because I remember the first meeting during minicamp, he handed me the clicker and said, teach me and these guys how to play tight end. Which I thought was a little weird, but I'm like, okay. Because Mike got it. You know, Mike got it. Mike had always been an offensive line coach. Never coached a skilled position. And me and him, we had a great relationship. And I basically just said to him, flood me with information. Flood me with information and my brain will kick out what I don't need. And he's like, okay. And that's what he did. Jordan's not there yet.
No.
It was probably the same thing with Aaron, and then it became the same thing with Brett, right? Your footwork is what it is. Okay, you throw off your back foot, but you're very accurate doing it. Jordan isn't there yet. He still needs development. He still needs to see things. So they can't bring in a Mike Sherman. Because when Andy went to... He left the tight ends, and then he went to the quarterback room and became Brett's coach, which I knew was going to happen. I told him that was going to happen because I'm omniscient. It was kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's like Andy didn't need to teach Brett drops and skills and this. It was just information here. Okay? They're going to disguise this. They're going to go to cover two. Bye-bye. Jordan's not there yet. So Jordan needs a coach. He needs a Andy Reid type. For me,
there is.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, there is an interesting name out there, and we'll discuss that name because he decided to throw his name into the hat. We'll discuss that name with our guy Adam Schefter. Joins us for his Wednesday appearance coming up next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
That's right, our weekly conversations with Adam Schefter brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino. Premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee. With everything you like to do in one awesome location, visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today. Always love talking with ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Wednesdays here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Gabe and Chewy. How are we doing?
Doing well, bud. How are you? I get worried about you around this time of year because we just went through the grind of an NFL season, and then with the NFL head coaching openings and then the Cowboys doing what they're doing, I'm guessing this is a pretty busy time for you.
Yeah, I always think that there are three really primary busy times for me. It's always busy, but the three that stand out are free agency, number one. This, number two, which is when you get teams firing coaches, hiring coaches, playoff games, double, triple pregame shows on the weekends, a lot of stuff, and then the draft. But this is certainly one of the busier times, and you know, it's been a typical time. Nothing any different, you know, seven openings right now, or there were seven openings. One was filled in New England. Seven teams making head coaching changes this season. Just par for the course.
At a more disappointing exit from the playoffs, Minnesota or Green Bay? And I'll tell you, this is what I think. I think no one thought Minnesota was going to have the year. Certainly no one was predicting them really to make the playoffs. So I think they took a step, whereas Green Bay, there were some rumblings of, you know, potential Super Bowl aspirations and things like that. So I don't want to say Green Bay took a step back, but they certainly didn't go anywhere. What do you think?
You know, I understand your point. I think Minnesota's may be more disappointing just because of this. On the final Sunday of the season, they're playing for the number one seed and didn't win again. They lost two straight. They lost one game that cost them the division, that cost them a home playoff game, that meant they were going on the road, and then they lost in the playoffs. So literally in an eight-day span, their incredible season went up in smoke. 8 days. It was a great year other than 8 days. And to me, that seems like it seems a bit more disappointing. But the way Green Bay played on Sunday also was disappointing. Like, let's not sugarcoat that. Philadelphia, to me, was inviting the Packers to try to win that game. The Packers never would accept the invitation. The Eagles never pulled away. Eagles didn't play that well. And Green Bay just couldn't get the job done. Just couldn't do it for whatever reason. Like, and you never felt like they were going to win the game either, did you?
Yeah, no. And they kept saying it on the broadcast, especially Brady. This game feels like it should be 75-0. There was really no juice. Do you think Sam Darnold is back with Minnesota?
I think it's all on the table. I don't know how to answer that right now because I think it's still too murky to tell. I do know that the way that he played the last 2 weeks probably. It may have enhanced the chances that he's back because he went from being this really pricey quarterback to where now maybe Minnesota can afford to bring him back on a shorter deal. Maybe there's not some team that's out there that's going to go pay Sam Darnold $42 million a year on a 3-year deal. I'm making that up off the top of my head. And maybe now his numbers came within range to where it's doable that you could have him back and you have him back along with J.J. McCarthy coming off the torn meniscus. So I would say if anything, the last 8 days of their season enhanced the chances that I'll be back, but I don't know how it's going to work out.
Adam, I want to talk to you about the Packers quarterback coach opening. And typically I wouldn't ask you, hey, who are some good quarterback coaches they could hire? But the reason why I want to talk to you about it is because your colleague apparently has thrown his name out there, because a random Packers fan tweeted yesterday, hey, at Dan Orlovsky 7, the Packers are looking for a QB coach. And Dan responded, would be an honor. Would Dan make a good quarterback coach for the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, you know, Dan seems to be openly lobbying for some kind of coaching job. And Dan is really smart, really knows football. And, you know, I think he'll be a great coach if that's what he wants to do. And it certainly seems like that's what he wants to do because he keeps commenting on social media about coaching. So if that's what he wants to do, that's what he should follow his passion and go do that. And he'd be great at it. He'd be fantastic. He wants to give up the media world that he's created for himself to become a quarterback coach. If that's his passion, that's what he should do. Right?
Yeah.
Adam, can you update us on the head coaching carousel? Dion to Dallas. I've heard Mike McCarthy to New Orleans. Are there any updates?
Well, you know, here's what I know. I would say that I believe the Lions will lose both their coordinators. I believe both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn will get head coaching jobs. I think Ben Johnson's going to be in play here in Las Vegas, Jacksonville, Chicago, amongst other places. I think Aaron Glenn's going to be squarely in play in New York with the Jets, with the Saints. Does he take the Jets job? Does he take the Saints job? If he takes the Jets job, there's an opening in New Orleans. Maybe Joe Brady. Maybe Mike McCarthy. Well, Mike McCarthy's with the Bears today. Are the Bears going to hire Mike McCarthy? Like, there's a few guys that I just feel fairly certain about that are square in the mix to get things done. And, you know, like I said, I think Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn get jobs. Mike McCarthy's got a chance. Joe Brady's got a chance. Trying to think. Dallas, Jerry seems to be doing what Jerry does. He'll kind of do what he wants to do here. I don't know how that's going to play out. He did talk to Deion. I would think at some point he'll talk to Jason Witten. I would think they'll put in for Kellen Moore. Like, to me, it always feels like somebody that he knows, trusts, is comfortable with, has a relationship with, that understands how Dallas works. Like, he's not going to go bring in Ben Johnson. It's not going to happen. So it'll be something like that, but I really don't know how that's going to work out in Dallas right now.
So as we talk with Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL insider, on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, how surprised were you that it turned out that way for Mike McCarthy? Because I obviously I was wrong. I was in the group that was just assuming, oh, clearly Mike's going to return to Dallas after Dallas turned down the request from the Bears to talk to Mike McCarthy. And then your report on Monday was that there were no conversations between Mike and Jerry about an extension.
Correct. There never were. And so when I heard that, I said to myself, well, what are we waiting for? It's Monday. He can talk to teams Tuesday. It certainly seems like he's going to be gone from here, right?
That's banana land. How do you wait 24 hours, say, no, you can't talk to my coach? Then that just turns into pettiness from Jerry Jones when he had such high praise for McCarthy all throughout the course of the regular season. The way that all played out, I guess it's Jerry and anything can happen, but it just seemed very strange to say, no, you can't talk to my head coach, and then not talk to your head coach about a possible contract extension.
I agree. I mean, if you want to not keep the guy, if you're going to not get a deal done, then, and someone asks, then go let him talk. What are we waiting for? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the purpose? Right? Like, you know, it's sort of like if you're dating back in the day and you feel like you're going to be ending a relationship with the woman. And so, and she says, hey, somebody else asked me out. You're not going to say, hey, no. Knowing full well that you break up, don't do that. You know, I want to see how this works out. And then you break up with her 3 days later. Right? I mean, it's kind of crazy, but that's how Jerry handled it. I really don't think it impacted Mike McCarthy in any way. He's with the Bears today. He's going to be in their training facility interviewing. They didn't fill the job. If they had filled the job, it would have been a bad look. But I will say, like, there was somebody that texted me the other day, an agent of a coach, and he's like, I don't like the way that Jerry handled that. Like, I'm not thrilled about, you know, having my guy talk. Mm-hmm. Now, whatever. You know, in the end, if Jerry has a job and he's offering the job and somebody wants the job, I don't think they're going to hold him back because they don't like the way that Jerry handled Mike McCarthy. And I think Jerry knows that. That's why Jerry does what Jerry does, because he thinks he can do whatever he wants, which usually he can.
Adam, what's your gut tell you about Aaron Rodgers? Are the Jets going to release him? And would he be a good fit in Pittsburgh?
Well, he's going to be on the McAfee show today. And I really believe that the first question has to be answered is, does he want to play? That's the first thing, because he, at times last year, didn't look like a guy that wanted to play. And he's 41 years old, right? So you got to be physically and mentally committed to that before we can start breaking down possibilities. Now, if he wants to play, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think they'll try to re-sign Russell. I think they'll try to re-sign Russell at a number that works for them. If it gets done, great. If not, and there are any differences and they're haggling, that then maybe at that point they say, okay, well, we can't get Russell this price. Maybe we get Aaron Rodgers at that price. I don't know. Like, you start surveying your options. I do think that they're interested in Russell, but I don't think that precludes them from investigating what it would cost to bring in other players and who the other options at quarterback are.
Do you think there's any way he would end up in Minnesota?
Well, I mean, there's always a way.
The Brett Favre experiment kind of worked. Same owner.
If he wants to play, there's always that chance. Yes. If he wants to play, like, I mean, we could come up with the scenario that it would be. Sam Darnold leaves in free agency. Rodgers didn't get an opportunity with the Jets or Pittsburgh or New Orleans with Mike McCarthy if that happens. And all of a sudden, Minnesota's, you know, let's bring in Aaron Rodgers today for that job. Yeah, like, could that happen? Yeah, there's a scenario that could happen. Yeah, I don't think it's likely, but sure. In this league, it's the greatest reality show going. Anything could always happen.
Well, the former Packer on the Jets that I'm most interested in, Adam, is Devontae Adams, who was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams yesterday talking about, you know, he'd be open to, you know, going to places he's been before, talked about how the Packers and maybe having a top receiver, a veteran receiver, certainly would help that team. Because he's under contract, that could happen. I mean, I remember the Matthew Stafford trade. Like, that was agreed to. Was that right before a Super Bowl, before he went to the Rams?
Yeah.
Because he's under contract, that basically could happen at any time where he gets released. Like, we're not going to have to wait to March with him, right? Like, either he's going to be released or traded sometime before then, correct?
Devontae or Aaron?
Devontae.
It's some kind of ridiculous contract, right? Like, I think if Aaron, if Aaron's not back and we, you know, you'd have to operate under the assumption they probably won't be, but it's possible. Then I would think that Devontae wouldn't be back. So I think all options are on the table. And at some point, the Jets will wind up releasing him. But they don't even have a head coach or GM yet. So how could they be deciding to release Devontae when they don't have a head coach or GM?
His cap hit, by the way, next year is $38 million.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who's making that decision? The Jason Wallers of the Jets? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, what's his Madden rating? I mean, the owner's kid could make the decision, right?
they're going to wait till their front office is in place and coaching before they're doing anything like that.
Chew, you got anything else football related for Adam? Because because the golf season started, Adam. So I know it's a busy time for you, but have you started your fantasy golf stuff with the golf season already, you know, underway? Or do you guys wait until later in the year to start that off? Because we've already got the two tournaments in Hawaii. They've come and gone.
Yeah, well, each week, obviously, I do a lineup, you know, fancy golf lineup. But our golf pool doesn't start till the Players. Who do we like to win the Players? Being that Jen is not on the show, let's take this opportunity to figure out who we like to win the Players. Who we like?
Well, the Players
is hard not to go with Schefter.
Yeah, it's right? Hard not to go with Schefter. The problem with the Players
You're talking
is
talking to Schefter.
Yeah, Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler. But the problem with Scotty, is I want
to
see him
win his pool.
Play.
That's what I was talking about.
You're picking Adam to win his pool.
Yes.
Like nobody does well consistently, other than Scotty at that course at TPC Sawgrass. But I do want to see before I make and go, yes, Scotty, take him for the Players. I want to see how he can perform with that hand, because he just had hand surgery, because he had glass in there that he had to have, you know, surgically removed. But I mean, using Scotty in that situation, it's one of the, if not the biggest pools out there. So using the best player for the highest pool and the biggest payout, I think that would be wise for you.
We did that last year. It worked out. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I like having Scotty Scheffler in my back pocket. There's never a bad time to use Scotty Scheffler.
Mm-hmm. No.
Never a bad time to use Scotty Scheffler.
No, I mean, Xander, have you been watching any of the TGL stuff, or are you just too busy?
No, I have not watched it yet so far. I've heard about it, but I saw this one shank that
Kisner had last night.
Yeah, that was quite a shot. That looked like me at bunker.
Well, I was about to say, he's a broadcaster now. Maybe they'll let you on one of these teams one of these days.
That's typically the type of shot that I hit out of the sand.
Yeah, if anybody, again, you don't have to search far or wide to find that one over on social media. Adam, we always appreciate the time, buddy, and look forward to talking to you next week as we get closer and closer to the Super Bowl.
Guys, thank you very much. Enjoy the games this weekend. My condolences on the Packers.
Adam Schefter. Again, the kind Adam Schefter joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And he's always brought to us by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. We were just talking about golf with Schefty. I'm planning my golf trip up there this summer because I love going up there, playing those courses. You can do all of that. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months.
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
To Dan Orlovsky, Packers quarterback coach? Or would you rather have somebody who has experience as a coach trying to help Jordan Love get to that next step?
I mean, I don't like him campaigning for the job. I know he's LaFleur's guy. We don't know if he can coach. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Has he ever coached before?
Not that I know
of. He barely played before. What the hell, we know he's a good coach.
Well, isn't that the best kind of coaches, though? The best coaches are the ones that weren't really big-time players. We haven't had...
But here's the problem with big ESPN.
Okay.
And it's been a problem with them for years. The guys who are analysts on that show all of a sudden become better players than they actually were. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know if anybody's flouted, tried to tout Dan Orlovsky as some sort of like all pro.
The most we see of him, and that's when he's on TV, is him running 8 steps out of the end zone.
Yeah. Like, that's the only highlight they ever show of Dan, is when he ran out of the back of the end zone. And he, like, makes fun of himself.
I've heard shows, and I've heard gush. I think they should just post how many games he started. How many games did he start? Because you've heard the term cup of coffee.
Yeah, well, but I mean, he was in the league, but he was in the league for a long time.
Yeah, how many games did he start?
I don't know games. I'd have
in
to
in 11 years. How many games did he start?
He attempted 512 passes. That's information I have for you right now.
Okay. You efforting, Gabe?
I am efforting. So in his career, he started 12 games. 7 years, 12 games.
Yeah, he'd make a hell of a coach. Great. Sign him up right now.
Well, but...
No, I don't want a first-year coach.
I mean, how many...
I don't
want
a first-year coach going his first stop being a quarterback coach at... Just because he's on... Gabe, because he's on and he's known...
Sure.
Analyzing games and things like that, that makes him a great coach? Is that where we're at now?
No, but saying that he only started 12 games, like how many games did Matt LaFleur start in the NFL? He's turned out to be a pretty good coach.
No, I'm not saying it can't be done. Oh, you want Matt LaFleur going right from whatever he did to head coach of the Green Bay Packers? How about a little sample size? How about
that's
a progression to getting there?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all I'm at. Like,
you know who's You know who is a great analyst who I respect and I love the guy? And I would trust him a hell of a lot more than Orlovsky. You know who that is?
Who's that?
Who's a coach now?
Who's a coach now? Former analyst who's a coach now.
I've got no idea.
Trent Dilfer. Trent Dilfer.
It's not like he's having a lot of success. He went no coaching straight to being the leader of a college football program.
Yeah, that's college of Incarnate Word or something like that.
I think UAB is where he's at.
UAB.
I believe UAB. You know. The only reason I think I know that is because I just saw a social media clip of him complaining about NIL and how his school doesn't have any and teams will just come and poach his players.
Well, that's the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have money.
You got to deal with it.
Got to have money.
Didn't he get some hot water for pushing a kid when he was in coaching in high school?
I think he might have.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
People don't take too lightly to shoving children in 2024.
Yeah, it's because the world is soft. That's why.
Would you care if one of your kids got shoved by a coach?
And you, I used to shove them all the time.
I was going to say.
You can shove your own kids. Yes, you can do that.
Yeah.
Your own kids. But I guarantee you, Chew.
Hold on. You guys are really upset now that Mike Holmgren grabbed Billy Schrader's face mask?
No, but I thought it was a little much when my offensive coach when I was in eighth grade because he saw Mike Holmgren do that when he did it to me. I thought that was a little much. Yeah. I mean, at the time, I just didn't care. Like, I was more ticked off that I threw a third interception.
No, that would drive me nuts too, and I think that was wrong. That's why I instituted.
But also, like,
I instituted a no yelling policy. I threw one of my coaches out of the game. I said, "Go in your car. Go in your car."
What?
No, this is a true story. I told him to leave the field. We do not yell at kids here. Right?
That's awesome.
I do think it does get different at the NFL level.
Yeah, like, but again, like Holmgren doing that too, yes, that's wildly different than...
Right, you spend how many hours
but
with those guys?
I loved LaFleur when he ripped into Slayton.
Yeah, again.
I wish he ripped into him a little harder, but I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I was almost out of character. I was surprised by that. Because usually he just does the what the hell are you doing? And it showed some fire. So I'm like, hey, what the hell?
Again, professional level, wildly different.
Uh-huh. Yeah, everyone's getting paid.
There's nothing on, and it was, you know, my core had the same belief. There's nothing worse on a football field than being stupid. Would you agree?
Nothing worse
than being stupid.
Yeah, doing something that you know you shouldn't be doing.
Like a block in the back, a blatant block in the back, you know, a late hit. I mean, an egregious late hit, what Slayton did. That's just dumb. Because it changed the game.
Where would throwing a punch be on that? That's dumb, right?
Well, that happens.
Yeah, but also, like, throwing a punch at somebody's head while they're wearing a helmet, like, you're only going to break your hand.
I've done that.
Yeah, I know you have.
Throwing a punch isn't bad if you do it first. You have to do it first. Would you agree? You have to.
Look,
do it first.
I have not gotten a fight on an NFL field, so I am going to defer to you in this situation.
Yeah.
I have no area of expertise. I have no area of reference for this. I completely defer to you.
Day, this is how stupid it was. Unless it was a real fight and a good fight, because the rule was, from where the players are fighting, they put a 5-yard ring, and if you enter that 5-yard ring, you get fined $5,000. So if it's not a real fight and a fake fight, I ain't going inside that 5-yard ring.
How many times did you get fined for going inside the 5-yard ring?
Never. I've never been fined in my life. Now, Frank?
It's a different story on that one. We've got some grades we want to hand out because the Packers season is over. We'll do that in 2 minutes. Jen Gabe Chewy.